This is The Guardian.
Hi, Regid Ahmed here on Gadigal Land. Earlier this year, Guardian Australia released a 7-part investigative series into the life and ambition of Australia's richest person, Gina Rinehart. It's deeply researched and reported and was nominated for a Walkley Award and named one of Apple's best podcasts of 2025. And since its release, Gina herself continues to be in the news. Like when her company claimed helicopter pads are a necessity of modern business. Or when she was spotted at Donald Trump's Halloween party. So if you missed it the first time, here it is again. Gina.
We can't imagine having $40 billion. I mean, you'd have to give $1 million away every day of your life to last. How long would it last?
When you have so much money,
yes,
it must be difficult to know how to behave in the real world with people who can't imagine having that much money.
I think it's impossible. I think it would be impossible.
But you said she's not normal.
No.
What do you mean by that?
Well, she doesn't wash up, wipe up. She just lives in a castle, in a bucket full of money. And it's hard to be normal like that. It's hard to know who likes you because of you, because she's who she is. Who likes you because they want... I mean, the number of requests she gets for money. And unlike most people, Gina's a lot more harsh judge of that than I am.
Gina Rinehart has been Australia's richest person for 11 of the last 15 years. This is now her sixth year in a row, an unbroken streak that shows no signs of being under threat. As long as the iron keeps flowing, Gina and her company, Hancock Prospecting, will continue their bonanza in the Pilbara.
If he'd done what Lang had done, it would still be in the ground.
From Guardian Australia, I'm Sarah Martin, and this is Gina, a podcast series about Gina Rinehart and all the bitter rivalries, court battles, and family conflicts behind the money.
How better to crush somebody than to do it through litigation? Because Gina Rinehart had enough money to run court cases forever.
Can you imagine two more diametrically opposed personalities than Rose and Gina Rinehart?
No. You may as well put two bears in a ring and go, we'll fight to the death, because that's what they do, but they fight differently.
It's about winners and losers. And answering a fundamental question, is Gina Rinehart a mining heiress or is she a self-made mining magnate?
Certainly there was a lot of fires, but there was always going to be wealth in Hancock Prospecting because the Rio royalties were going to last for many years. Forever's a long time.
This is episode 3, Love and Money,